Okay, so today we're going to try to finish up the discussion about dress for davening. And the last element of the discussion that we're talking about is wearing a kartel for davening, whether that's a thing that is appropriate to do, whether that's just a chumrah, whether that's mikra din, what it's based on, where it comes from. And if we finish that early, maybe we'll move on to something else as well. So I don't have much to say about a gartel, but I'll tell you whatever I do know about it. The Mishnah Masechah Shabbos and Daf Tes tells us that lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samach l'minchat sheyispalo, that a person is not supposed to go and start getting a haircut when it's close to mincha time until you daven mincha. This is part of the halachos, that you're not supposed to do things that will be distracting to you before zman tefillah, because it's likely that you can get caught up in whatever activity that you're doing and then you're going to forget to daven. Lo yikones adam lemerchatz v'lo leborski v'lo lecho v'lo ledin, and you shouldn't go to a bathhouse, and you shouldn't go to a tanner, and you shouldn't go to start a meal, you shouldn't start a din Torah. V'im hischilu ein mafsikin, but if you start all of these things, then you don't have to be mafsik. So the Gemara says mafsik we would stop for Kriya Shema, but we would not stop, we would not require one to stop all these activities for tefillah. So what does that have to do with Gartel? So far nothing, right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara on that Mishnah says, well, wait a second. We said that once you've started doing these things, then you don't have to stop for tefillah. Umeemasai haschalas achila. When is the beginning of achila? What's it called? When do we assume that you've begun to eat the meal? Right? What if you go to the dining room? So is that called that you began to eat the meal? You washed, you sat down, you had a little almost. What's the starting point of the meal? So Rav Amar, Mishayitol Yadav, when you wash, that's when you started the meal. Rabbi Chanino Amar, Mishayatir Chagura, when you undo your belt. Apparently that used to be the common thing, you'd sit down to a meal, and before, like, you know, you pregame or whatever, like, you don't wait till you feel like bloated and beforehand, you undo the belt, and you're like, okay, now I'm ready. So, says Gemara Vlo Pligi Halan Vahaluhu, that different hanhagos in different places. Amar Abaye, Hani Chavrin Bavloi, Lamanda Amar Tfilis Arvis Roshus, Kivin Deshar Lehim Nai Lo Matrichin Lai. That for the Babylonians, if you assume that Tfilis Arvis is only Roshus, once they've undone their belts, we don't bother them. So Masna Sheshus Trichusa Lemeser Emine. What's the big deal? Is it such a tircha to belt back up? V'od Leku Achivutzi. Plus, why can't they just unbelted David? Meaning, what, the whole thing was, oh, we don't want to, once they've undone their belts, we don't want to be matriach them to redo their belts so that they could daven. So Gemara says, I got two problems with that. First of all, why is it such a tircha to redo your belt? And second of all, so don't redo your belt, just daven. Who says that you have to redo your belt? Says Gemara, Mishum Shenemar, Hikol Likra Selekecha Yisrael. No, Pasuk says that you have to do something to show that you're prepared for davening, and the assumption apparently is that doing your belt is the way to prepare for davening. So what the Gemara is telling us, Rabbi Chanina tells us that the beginning of eating is when you undo your belt, and once you undo your belt to eat, we're not matriach a person to redo his belt in order to daven. So you eat and then you'll daven afterwards. Rav Shesha says, what do you mean? It's not such a big tircha. And furthermore, why would you not daven just because your belt is undone? And the Gemara says, because you can't daven if your belt is undone. You need to do your belt. You need to tie your belt in order to daven. So now, the Rush comments on that Gemara that even when it's not a situation of liba roes ha'erva, meaning it used to be that people would wear, let's say, flowing robes. So the belt was really important, because if you're wearing a flowing robe and there's nothing, you're not wearing anything underneath the flowing robe, so then you have an issue that there's nothing being mafsik between the person's lave and the person's erva. And you need something being mafsik between the two. But what about nowadays, where people wear pants and people wear underwear and people admit that anyway there's something being mafsik between the lev and the erva? So the Rush writes that even in a situation where ein libo roes erva, like bizmanenu nowadays with our styles of dress, where anyway it's not libo roes erva, nevertheless it's a mitzvah lachkar. It's a mitzvah to belt up because of hikon, because they have this concept of doing something to show that you want to be prepared for tefillah. And the Ran writes, so nowadays, even though we wear pants and Satli Barosa Erva, a person shouldn't daven Shemona Esrei without a belt because of this concern. So it turns out that according to the Rush and the Ran, why is it that you would put on a gartel or a belt? It's not only to solve a problem of libero es erva, it's because that's part of the mitzvah of tefillas, to buckle up in order to be able to daven. That's part of how you're supposed to get up for davening. The difference between the Rush and the Ran is that the Rush holds it's a mitzvah, the Ran holds it's a chiyuv. Right, the Rush says it's ideal, the Ran holds not just ideal, it's absolutely necessary. So it turned out that there are really two benefits of wearing a gartel. Number one, you have this kiyum mitzvah of hikon, and that's only shaykh for tefillah. But then you also have this other concern of shelo yelibaro ha'erva, which l'chor is not only about tefillah. That's for any davar shebekedusha. Whenever you say davar shebekedusha, you can't have something being mafsik between the lev and the erva. So how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzorich lazor ezor b'shas ha'tfilah, you need to wear a belt when you daven, afilu yesh lo avnei chein libo roas erva, even if you've already solved the libo roas erva problem, yishavikom, because of what the Rush says, that you have to go and buckle up for tfilah. Avol shar brachos mutzal levarich b'lo chagura. But when it comes to other brachos, you don't need to put on a gartel. Because anyway, we solve the liberos erva problem. So far, right? What does it sound like? Gartel is maker adin or just a crazy chumrah? Sounds like maker adin, right? It sounds like pretty serious.
If one's not wearing a belt, yeah.
What?
If one's not wearing already a belt.
No, even if you're ready with the style of dress, is ready not liberos erva. You already solved the libra reserva, but you got hikam, means you got to do something for tefillah. Right? Hikam likos alakecha Yisrael.
Our belt when he does that.
What?
Our belt when he does that.
Oh, so says the Mishnah Berura, V'yeshom od, d'davka misha ragil kalayam b'chagura, avu misha olich kalayam b'lo chagura, gam b'shasa tefillah in sarach lachkar, umi umidus chasidus af b'chi agabna. Whoa, so the Mishnah Berura says that you know when you have to put on a belt for davening? That's if you wear a belt the rest of the day. But if you don't wear a belt the rest of the day, then you don't need a belt for davening. Meaning, he turns it on its head a little bit and he says, you just can't take off your belt for davening. Meaning, if you wear a belt the rest of the day, so continue to wear that belt for davening. If you're not wearing a belt the rest of the day, you don't even need to put on a belt for davening. However, in the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa, he writes, Ro'i lahakbid sha'al kolpanim, that you should at least make sure that your pants are on tightly. And certainly it's a hiddur mitzvah to have a special belt, and that even non-chasidim, the Rav Eliashiv and the Chazanish, apparently was makbid about a gartel. That's what it says in Tefillah Kilchasa. And the minhag chasidim is to wear a gartel for every tefillah. Now, why are they so makbid about this? Why are chasidim so makbid about this? So in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, he writes that Ayin besidit slusa davra mishum da'avneit ein bo chashivus ve'ezor yesh bo chashivus. K'day l'chayim ikon bin l'ezor sheyesh bo chashivus. Meaning, you're wearing a belt all day, so that's not showing chashivus for tefillah. That you're trying to show a sense of chashivus for tefillah, so you would do that by putting on an extra belt. So from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like everyone needs to wear a special belt for Shemona Esrei. Hikon. And that's a chiyuv according to the Ran. At least a mitzvah according to the Rush. So why do people not do this? Why do people not wear a gartel for tefillah? Because we're l'chor somich on what the Mishnah Berurah says, that someone who doesn't wear a belt all day does not have to wear a belt for tefillah. And that really, that Mishnah Berurah comes from the Beis Yosef, it comes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that only someone who is matir chagura, so tzarech lachkor, meaning, what was the context in the Gemara? Think back to the case of the Gemara. What happened? He sat down to eat, right? The guy sat down to eat. So we said, he sat down to eat, he unbuckled himself, and now it came time for tefillah. So the Gemara said, we're not going to be matriachim to buckle himself back up. So the Gemara says, who said he's got to buckle himself back up? Let him just get up and daven. No, you got to buckle yourself back up, right, if you're going to get up to daven. Why do you have to buckle yourself back up in that case? Because he was wearing a belt the whole day beforehand. Because we said he sat down tefillah, he undid his buckle. So if he was already wearing a belt the whole day beforehand, then we said, okay, you took it off for the meal, you got to put it back on for tefillah. But the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Beis Yosef, who's quoting from Beni Yeruchim, says that if you're not wearing a belt the whole day beforehand, then you don't need to put on a belt for tefillah. And if you are wearing a belt the whole day, then the belt that you're wearing is good enough. So even though from the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like you need a special gartel, you need something special that's just for tefillah, based on the source in the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you don't need something special. Yeah. And you're not wearing a belt that day. Yeah, it's, I mean, the impression I get is that however you've been dressing that day, meaning that that's the, because that was the context, that because you undid the belt for the meal, so you need to redo the belt for tefillah. But if you never had to undo a belt for a meal, so then you wouldn't have to redo the belt for tefillah.
What if we're dressed like this for Shabbos?
Then you're saying you wear a belt for Shachris and you're dressed like a regular clothing man. You go play sports or you whatever, ref, not ref, but coach a league game or something, and you're wearing shorts, and then so you just throw on a pair of sweatpants. So you undid your belt, not for a meal, but for sports. So now you have to redo your belt. That's a good shayla. Right? Could be that maker, didn't you do after? That's a good question. Here? I don't know. That's a good question. All right? Gotta think about that one. What? What?
What do you recommend?
What do I recommend? I don't know. I mean, the chumrah probably should have to, but that would be quite a chumrah. That would mean every counselor comes back from activity should put on a gartel or a belt. You know? Wow. We should have a gartel gemach outside. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Meaning even the kula that the Mishnah Berurah gives us, which we accept, right, says that if you were wearing it and then you undid it for something, you got to put it back on for tefillah. Mm. Yeah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, but midas chasidus, we should be makbid about this. But Rabbi Marei Noagim Bazeh. And the stipler explains in Karyana de Igrisa, the Karyana de Igrisa is the letters of the stipler. People used to write letters to the stipler. You know who the stipler was? In my generation, he was the stipler. In your generation, he was the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So, you know, Reb Chaim used to be the stipler's son. That's how they, the older generation used to refer to him as the stipler's in. He knows how to learn too. You know, like the stipler was going at you. They say that when Reb Ruderman visited Eretz Yisrael once, he saw that Reb Chaim had a frock that was all ripped and was very unbecoming of the Talmud Chacham, which was very old and very sort of Ruderman wanted to buy him a new frock. And Reb Chaim said, "Soni matan sichi, I don't want." So the stipler somehow convinced him to accept the gift. So Reb Ruderman came back from Eretz Yisrael and he said he was all excited. He said, "When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I bought a mantle for a Sefer Torah." Because he bought Reb Chaim a frock. So he said, "It's a mantle for a Sefer Torah." Because Reb Chaim was a walking Sefer Torah. But that was the Chiddush then. No one knew that. No one knew Reb Chaim was a walking Sefer Torah. Everyone knew the stipler. Anyway, so the stipler was a yeshiva bachur who used to write him letters all the time. They're struggling with learning Gemara. How do they balance Ian and Bekius? They're struggling with this Yetzer Hara, that Taiva, whatever. And he would write back. Stipler was one of the first poskim to deal with OCD. In halacha, that you know, people say, I daven Shmon Esrei for 45 minutes because I keep repeating the first bracha because I keep thinking that maybe I didn't really have kavanah in the first, you know, these kinds of things. So the stipler has letters where he very effectively and very wisely deals with, you know, he was like a psychologist, Keilu, you know, the way he was dealing with these things was brilliant. But anyway, in Karyana de Igrisa, so Karyana de Igrisa are his letters. They could be somewhat repetitive because a lot of times, like the same, you know, like 25 yeshiva brachim will ask him the same question, so he gives the same answer in 25 different letters, but they publish all the letters, so it's like one after the other. Yes, I get it. You're supposed to learn 2-3 blot a week and learn Gemara Rashi, Tosfos Rosh Rad, Rambam, and Pnei Yeshua and Marsha. Okay, that was his Derech HaLimud. So that's what you shouldn't have a Bekiyah. Kiyu Seder and Iyun Seder, it should just be all one type of learning. But anyway, so he writes that it was a Midas Chasidus Bizmanon, because they used to wear a Chagura when they went to greet Anashim Chashuvim. So then it became a Midas Chasidus of Hikon, of going out of your way to put on, make sure you're wearing a belt when you greet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Bizmanenu, where people don't necessarily wear a belt when they go to an Adam Chashuv, maybe there's no such requirement, even the Midas Chasidus. So maybe that's why meaning outside of the Hasidic world, people don't wear a gartel. Maybe the idea of wearing that extra gartel was only when you would do that to go greet, you know, if you're wearing these long flowing robes, I guess, they would put on a rope around their robe to pull themselves together a little bit to greet an Adam Chashuv. But now it's like you're wearing a nice suit, you wouldn't just tie a black string around your right around your suit to greet another Mchashim. In fact, Rav Sternbach, we quoted yesterday, Yeah? In Tshuvas Van Hagos, which is his Tshuvas Sefer, he writes, V'nira, Shekivin sheyesod achiv v'mishumikal nekros alakecha, v'ainu shekavod the melech, kein, that this is the cover for a melech, l'chein, hainu dafko v'bugadim sha'avneit noi, Kamo be chalto. I don't know what a chalto is. O bugadim aruchim kamo shnogulush bechagura meyadin kein betfila. Mahadrin kein betfila. He says, you know, you wear a raincoat, right? So a raincoat sometimes comes with a belt, or a robe. A robe comes with a belt. So when it's a kind of beged that a belt is appropriate for that beged, then it's kavodik that you have to tie the belt around the beged, that you shouldn't have the belt hanging. You put on a kittel. Right? So a kittel comes with a belt. I think the minig is that people wear a kittel at their wedding, right? And the minig is that they lose the belt at the wedding somehow, right? That's the minig. But it's not really a minig, but that seems to be what a lot of people do. So when you get married, put someone in charge of the kittel to make sure it gets back home with you. But a lot of times people lose the kittel. What?
What is that?
Oh, does Sfardim not do it? Maybe Sfardim. It's the white, coat. So you get buried in it, you wear it at the Seder, Yom Kippur. Sfarim don't wear a kittel on Yom Kippur? Maybe they don't.
The
Chazan does.
I don't call it a kittel also, but yeah.
What do they call it?
I don't know.
Right. Okay. All right. So if it's a beged that's made with a belt to look nice with a belt, so then it's a kavod. But gadim lo shayich b'midur mezur shelo lovshim klal mezur. You have a short suit jacket; it's not shayich to put a belt around it. So then that's not a hachana and a kavod to wear it for tefila. So he says those that don't wear a beged that would be adorned with a belt, it's not even a midas chasidus. It's only shaykh if the beggar is mishader bekach. And he says, and that's why the Rambam leaves out this din, even though it's mefurish in the Gemara and Shabbos, because the Rambam quotes the chovas tikkun amalbushim, that this is part of tikkun amalbushim. But if it's not a tikkun of the malbush, if it's not some way that's going to help, so. The way our clothes work, we don't need a belt for the din of Shlo Yeh Libaros Erva. The whole mila is the din of Hikon. Hikon is only a mila if that's useful. So end of the day, that's all I got to say about a gartel, right? So at the end of the day, we quoted Makoros from Chazal that you should daven with kavod and with malbushim na'im, and that a lot of people wear a hat for davening because they assume. Excuse me. That's the way they walk in the street, or that's the way they go in front of Gedolim. We said that it's a good idea probably to wear some other beged elyon, whether whether it be a jacket or something else for tefillah, or at least something that covers the arms, because we said that you're not supposed to have exposed arms for davening. And then we said that as far as wearing a gartel, even though from Shulchan Aruch it sounds like you really need to, we have a couple of reasons to be makel. First of all, the Mishnah Brura says that it's only really for someone who normally wears a belt. And if you're not normally wearing a belt, you don't need to be wearing a belt for davening. And the raya was from the Gemara. And second of all, it could be that it's only a maila to be doing it if it's the kind, if you happen to be wearing the kind of beged that it fits with, that it would be appropriate for. But if you're not wearing such a beged, then there's no need to wear a gartel, unless you're wearing a flowing robe, right? If you're wearing a flowing robe and nothing underneath, then it's mikra din, because then you can't even have, then you have to avoid liba roes ha'erva. Good. Yeah.
So out of all of those three, between like the hat, jacket, and gartel, it sounds like mikra din, one doesn't need them. Is that, are we doing that or not necessarily?
Right, meaning the one that's closest to a requirement then is probably the jacket, right? You need some extra beged. You should put on something for a tefillah, and especially if you're wearing short sleeves, it's a good maila to have a jacket.
What's the source that there's a requirement to have that extra beged?
So that's the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Hikol nekros alekach yisrael, that you should do something.
And that's a lot of the maila that one should do something.
I think so. I think it makes sense. They should do something. Something for tefillah, right? Or didn't we have like that in the Gemara? I think so. Okay, next topic.